Then. No paper trail. That was Tony Shandink's decree, and it was followed. People still knew how matters pertaining to the Buick were to be handled, though, what the proper channels were. It wasn't tough. One either reported to Kurt, the Sarge, or to Sandy Dearborn. They were the Buick guys. Sandy supposed he'd become part of that triumvirate simply by virtue of having been present at the infamous autopsy. Certainly it wasn't because he had any special curiosity about the thing. Tony's no-paper edict notwithstanding, Sandy was quite sure that Kurt kept his own records, notes, and speculations about the Buick. If so, he was discreet about it. Meanwhile, the temperature drops and the energy discharges, the light quakes, seemed to be slowing down. The life was draining out of the thing. Or so they all hoped. Sandy kept no notes and could never have provided a reliable sequence of events. The videotapes made over the years would have helped do that if it ever needed doing, but there would still be gaps and questions. Not every light quake was taped, and so what if they had been? They were all pretty much the same. There were probably a dozen between 1979 and 1983. Most were small. A couple were as big as the first one, and one was even bigger. That big one, the all-time champ, came in 1983. Those who were there sometimes still called 83 the year of the fish, as if they were Chinese. Curtis made a number of experiments between 79 and 83, leaving various plants and animals in and around the Buick when the temperature dropped. But all the results were essentially reruns of what happened with Jimmy and Rosalind. Which is to say, sometimes things disappeared, and sometimes they didn't. There was no way of predicting in advance. It all seemed as random as a coin toss. During one temperature drop, Kurt left a guinea pig by the roadmaster's left front tire, put it in a plastic bucket. 24 hours after the purple fireworks were over and the temperature in the shed had gone back to normal, the guinea pig was still in his bucket, hopping and reasonably happy. Before another light show, Kurt put a cage with two frogs in it directly under the Buick. There were still two frogs in the cage after the light show ended. A day later, however, there was only one frog in the cage. A day after that, the cage was empty.